For the night of the 14th, one has to debate the homage by the light of a candle. Come up and she makes me homage in Tob Dike. He's only who has to debate a place where homage is much, where homage is like. But if in a place where homage is not likely, even though the possibility has excluded, so then he doesn't have to be baby comet. So the question arises, if we are only in a chulef to be baby kimokim where chomet is likely to be found, so how is it that the chachomim require us to search the cellar, the basement, for wine? The answer is, it is reference to a case where chomet is muscle. Because many times when a person has guests, so he has to serve them wine. So the waiter many times goes down to the cellar, to the basement, and to get some wine. So, and he might go down with a piece of bread in his hand. So, and he might forget it there, you see, as he's trying to pour in some wine into a bottle. So maybe a cellar is considered as a mokim shemachnis mechot, but not the whole cellar. He has many barrels of wine stored, only those that he is likely to use. So, but there are more. Bein shuris b'marti, that he has to search in two shures in the cellar, mokim shemachnis mechot. So what is considered in a cellar mokim shemachnisim bechomet? Bishamayim rin grei shurei salpnei kol amat. So the Gemara mentions the machlokes between Rav Yude and Rav Yochanan. What do Bishamayim mean of the expression bein shurei salpnei kol amat? So Rav Yudah says, Bein Shurei Salpnei Kol Amat means Min Haoretz Tu Shures, Min Haoretz Hashmei Keil. In other words, let's say, suppose you have placed the barrels of wine in the cellar. Let's say, this is one direction. Pesach is here. So you have a number of columns, you know. So you have here, and then you have another column, another column, another column, another column, another column. Let's say, so according to Rav Yudah, Bein Shurei Salpnei Kol Amat means the first outward columns. Let's say the one next closest to the door. Let's say the door is here, you go into the cellar through this door. So the first big column he has to search, and the one after it. That's the beauty. Eichen says, Bein Shurei Salpnei Kol Amat means Kimin Gam Yivonis. In other words, the column that is next to the door, and then the whole roof, like a gamivonis. That's Chavir. Now it's not sure to say how do we pass it, because we don't pass it like Bishama. But Bishil say, Bishil engli, Shtei Shurets Achitzenis, Shehein Hoyonis. Shtei Shurets Achitzenis, Shehein Hoyonis. So again, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean? So, let's say, suppose this is the outermost shore, this is the top. This is the top. So, according to Rav, it means Horyeno, the uppermost row, and the uppermost column. You have a whole column, many rows. This is the first law, the second law, suppose you have. Third law, fourth law, let's say, this is the uppermost law. So Hashuva Elyin law, the Hatachtino Mineno. And this law, Shmuel says, Elyino, this outermost row, Shure, and the one that is next to it, the outermost row, you see. According to Rab, it means the Lino and the one beneath it. Eshtishon is a continuation of the Lino. And according to Shmuel, it means this and the Shure
next.
Now, how do we pass? So there's a machlokes v'sheinim, how do we pass? Many v'sheinim, the Rambam, is passing the Rambam, they pass like Rav. Why? Because the general rule is Hilchas Ikrav V'Yisure. It's not the Moveres. However, many Rishayim pass like Shmuel. Why? According to the Girse in our Gemara, now turn to the Gemara. It's that Ches on the base. We see only Shtei Shuras Achitzein Rishayim Eroyim Omarav Elyeno v'shalmachimen, the uppermost row and the outermost column. Every column has many rows. A column might have 10 rows, you know. So the uppermost row and the outermost column and the one beneath it. The uppermost row and the one after it. So then the Gemara says, the Yud has a Kavosid Shmuel. So, it's not Chayach. But many Rishayim are not Geiris. The Kule, Kule Tanoy, Tome Kavosid Shmuel, the Yud has a Kavosid Shmuel. Many Rishayim are not Geiris, that whole expression, most Rishayim are not Geiris. So of course, if we accept this Geirse that we have, so there is no Shaila, so we have to pass by Shmuel. But if we don't accept the Geirse, so then we have to pass by Rav. However, the Geirse says that even if we don't have the Geirse, the Hilchas Kavos in Shmuel, it's still possible to pass on like Shmuel. Wow. How? After all, there is a general rule of Hilchas Kirav B'Yisurei. So the Miri says, the Asam Rashenim will say that this whole cloud of Hilchas Kirav B'Yisurei or Shmuel, that only Shayach when Rav and Shmuel are Hilchi, they're all Machlokes. But if Rabin Shmuel Achilik as to the Pshat, let's say, in Bisira or Netame, so then we won't have those from. When it's the Rabin Achilik is, so then we have a choir who has got Bisura, Shmuel, Bimameine, Bidine. But here they're not Achilik in the Rabin Achilik is, they're Achilik in the Pshat in Bisira. What do Bisira mean when they say, Shtei Shiras Achitzeni Shein Reyes. So we don't have any clock. So maybe even if we are not Geiris, Chulet Anoye Tone Kavos Nishmuel, Vilchas Kavos Nishmuel, it's still possible to pass like art. But the fact is that most Rishenim, are not Geiris, Chulet Anoye Tone Kavos Nishmuel, Vilchas Nishmuel, and because of that they pass like art. And that's the way you pass. That's the way you pass, like Rav, not like Shmuel.
Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam, Shonor. You see, the Shomeruch, Machatar and Tamo also passed on a card. Simon Tofwan and Gimut Sif Tess. Martev, Shemisadrin Beishurais, Shalhovilais, Zuritzel Zub, Achimismal and Kulei, Vechizrin and Misadrin Shurais Achreis. Al Tachtaino is Arakiro. In צריך ליבדיק אל השורו אליינו והחרס ממטה ממנו דהיין שורו על פני ריחת אמרתי ולא על כל שטח אמרתי אל אליינו הורס הקירו ואיס הפסח והחרס למטה the שורו that is uppermost and that is also ריחס הפסח uppermost and outermost, both. Outermost, Reyes HaPesach, and uppermost, so that's Reyes HaKiro. The ceiling is the closest to the ceiling. So, V'acheres L'matim, like Rav. All right, now the Rashi. Also, Garcina. What does Rashi mean? So, because we have the same hearsays of Mele, it appears on the surface as superfluous, but of course Garcina. The answer is because there was another hearsay in Mishnah. Not Eile Arboso, but Le Eile Arboso. The Lamed was before the Eile. Rashi says that Gersi is not a correct Gersi. Why not? What's wrong with the expression? Le'ir Abosa. Sometimes when you get a wedding invitation, especially, you know, if the inviter is a Hasidic Rebbe or Chosid, you know, who is close to a Rebbe, so you'll find all kinds of expressions. Let's say the wedding will be Eila Meyin Revi, and sometimes you'll find the expression Re'eila Yin Revi. Now, what does it depend on? I mean, I don't know why they have to use such expressions, ambiguous expressions. They can just mention it explicitly, all right, anyway. So maybe that is mentioned in the English, invitation. So many Rishonim say that according to Rashi, there is a difference between the expression Eile Arboso or Le'eile Arboso. If we say Eile Arboso, then it has reference to the night preceding the 14th day. That's when the bdikah has to be made. Erev Pesach. The night before the first night of Pesach. The night that comes before the day of the 14th. If we say Le'eir Arboso, then it would mean the night following the 14th day, which is the Seder night. So that's why Rashi says Eile Arboso Garcina, not Le'eir Arboso, because Le'eir Arboso would mean the Seder night. You're not being
correct.
That's right. But Eile Arboso means the night before the 14th day. But Le'eir Arboso means the night after the 14th. However, many Rishonim reject Rashi's shita, and they say that it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's Eile Arboso or Le'eir Arboso, insofar as the night before the the 14th day or the night after the 14th day is concerned. But why is it that sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Leia, and sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Elia, and then the Lamed? So they say, really, the Ram, they say, and the Rabbi David, they mention other crap. It has to do with Dinduk, I don't know. So it all depends. If Elia is the first word, so then either we say Eya le'arbo so beit kines ha'chometz, or we say Eya arbo so beit kines ha'chometz. So we can remove the lamed altogether. Who needs the lamed? We can just say Eya arbo so, but we can say Eya le'arbo so. Masha'im kin, if we would Rabbeinu HaKodesh had written beit kin first, beit kines ha'chometz, then he wouldn't say Beit Kines HaChometz Eir Arboso, but then he would say Beit Kines HaChometz Le'Eir Arboso. If it comes, if it's not the first word, it comes after a certain word, so then we put the Lamed before it. So since the Mishneh uses Eliel as the first word, so then the Lamed comes not before Eliel, but before Abos. But in either situation, you could just say Eliel Abos, or you could say Beit Kines HaChometz Eliel Abos. Alright. Now, that's what Rashi means. Eir Abosha Gassimon, but we're not Gilis. Le'eir Abosha Beit Kines HaChometz Le'aneya. Big more than before Stein. Right after Le'aneya, Beit Kin, Shel Yadu Olev, Bal Yehoye, Bal Yimotze. So that is Rajasthan. The reason is why we are mechuyev to be Beitin Chometz, in order to preclude the violation, the avera of Bali Roya Balmut. Tesis will soon see the tesis. But I just want to mention, Agavur, Tesis says that the reason is why the Chachonim were Mitzake to be paid is not because to prevent Bali Roya Balmut, because insofar as the avera about the oil body what is concerned, so there's no simple answer. It doesn't have to work out. He just has to believe out or believe it. But the reason is why the Chachamim hired every Jew to be paid is because of the Gzeire Shemoyavilah. Alright. So anyway, there is a special takono that he has to be Vedic. He has to be Vedic. Now, so there is no doubt he's special for him. In other words, even if he was Mivat, at the Chometz, and Midraise, Bibitul Be'al Mesage, he's still Mechuyev Mirabonon to be Vedic, the Chometz. So that's his special for him, that the Chachomim Mechayev. But the question is, is Dike sometimes a Chir Deraisi? So the Ram says, and that might be Rashi Shite, but Rashi doesn't spell it out. But the Ram says it, that if he is not Mivate, if he's not Mivate, in other words, means Raisi Bittu Baum Sai, but Bittu means Bittu. Suppose he says, I can't lie to myself, I have to be honest to myself. Well, I'm going to say, I'm a battle, it's like dust of the earth. I have a high regard for the Chometz. I don't consider it like dust of the earth. So even if you say it, I think many of the shame say it. Suppose someone will save these lips. Kolch chamire v'chamire d'isle d'irshuse lev v'tolim v'lev v'gafaviyav. But we know that from his heart, he doesn't consider it love. He has the highest regard for it. If somebody would take it away from him, he would drop out his eyes after he said, Kol chamire v'chamire. So then, just lip service. So, the Ram Teisve says it. Teisve doesn't say it expressly, but I mean, Teisve supplies it. So then, it doesn't mean it. Lip service doesn't mean it. Because Bittul essentially is realized internally. Whether it can be done just internally without verbalizing it or not, machlikas rishim. Some rishim say that it can be done internally. And it's not, I have to say, dvorim shebalayim and dvorim, because here the whole chaleis of it is an internal thing. And some rishim say no, that while the internal thought is important, but it has to be verbalized too. If it's not verbalized, so then it's not effective. Some mele, so the Ram says, suppose he's not mevatlet, he's not mevatlet. So then he's mechuyev midirais to be beidik. And if he's not beidik, even though he doesn't know whether he has any chametz in the house, maybe yes, maybe not, but as long as chametz is likely and he wasn't mivatel, so then he's mivatel and esed raise if he's not beidik. Yes, the beidik. So it's a chiyuv the raise, so he's in meiva bal yoreh too. If he's not beidik, and then it turns out that he really had chametz in the house. Before chametz he had in all kinds of places. Even though before Pesach he didn't know that whether he has chametz or not. So he was either bal yoreh and bal motzi. According to that. I mean,
it's only when he sees it.
No, he doesn't have to see it. Bal yoreh doesn't mean that he has to see it. It can be it can be covered too. But all about the motzi means to possess it, to have it in possession. That's people of speech, all about the motzi means not to possess, not to own chometz, not to have chometz in possession. He doesn't have to see it. Even if the host of the house is blind and he cannot see anything, or suppose the chometz is kept locked up, he is still in. It's Gemara for others, even if it's stone, so is it. But, according to the Ram, and that's probably Rashi, okay? So, because the Ram says that it's Pshat in Rashi. So, if he's not in Vatel, so then he's Mechuyev in the Raisi to be paid. True Rashi Shite is that Hashbisu consists Bittul, because the fact that the Torah doesn't say Sivar Chometz Mekadeichem, but Hashbisu, so indicates that he can be kind of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz through Bittul. But there is a machlekes between Reb Yudin and Rabbanon, how is Ashbose, whether on his Haifeh or Pera Zer Ruach, Zer Kuno, Liam. So, but everybody agrees he has to destroy it. So both are implicit, according to Rashi and the Ram, in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. One way of being kind of Tashbisu is by physical destruction. And as far as the physical dysfunction is concerned, so there's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon. How is it realized? Rav Yehuda says, we learn out from the Isser. So the physical destruction of the Chometz is realized by burning it and turning it into ashes. And the Rabbanon say, no, not dafke by burning it. Of course you can be kind of mitzvah by burning it too. Right. But you can be kind of mitzvah by breaking it into small pieces and throwing it into the river. Or tossing it in there after you are fire. So you are there with all some kind of mitzvah. How do we pass them? Some Rishim pass them like Rambure, and the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon of Rambure. That's in regard, the Rambam says, in regard to the physical aspect of Tashbish. But there is another aspect of Tashbish according to Rashi in the Rambam. And that is through Bittul. Now what does Bittul mean? Bittul means that he doesn't apply any objective destruction. But Bittul means that internally he considers it as dust. There is no regard for it. That is subjective annihilation. That's the difference between the Tashbisu of Sreife or Pele Gzeir Ruach, Pele Gzeir Ruach, which is an objective destruction. He destroys it objectively. And Bittul, which does not involve any objective destruction. The Chometz is intact. But subjectively, it doesn't exist. Subjectively, it doesn't exist. That's why Rashi is saying that if he says, "Kol chmira uchmira diisli b'rshus lehem v'tolim v'leve kaf on the are," but if in his heart he doesn't mean it, in his heart he entertains a high regard for the Chometz, whether high or low, as long as he entertains a regard for it. So subjectively it exists only if it's goal, kamishmaya, that in his heart he doesn't get that. Now of course, who is the ultimate arbiter? Whether in his heart he has a regard or just observes the Rebbeinu Shalom is ultimate arbiter. And he himself might know. You know, sometimes certain people they rationalize so much that they deceive themselves too, I mean, so they might convince themselves they are mulatto. But in fact they are not mulatto. So then the Bittul is no better. So that is subjective annihilation. Now we find this concept of subjective annihilation in two areas. One is Chometz, and the other one is in the area of Avod Zarah. Avod Zarah can be destroyed physically. If he destroys the altars, you know, of the idol worshippers. But then, Avod Zarah Shalivit Kechavim can become Mutia, forbidden. But there, the Bittul is all, while it is essential, an internal act there too, but there it has to manifest itself outwardly. But essentially by Avod Zarah Shalakum, so Bittul is effective.
That is one second. Convert a church into a show.
That's right. But there is one basic difference between the Bittul of Avod Zarah and the Bittul of Chometz. In both, it's an internal act. comments doesn't have to manifest itself for any external thing. While essentially it is an internal thing, but it has to manifest itself. Manifest itself for an external act, let's say in a hobby, who for a long time, you know, has been worshipping a certain idol, then becomes angry at idol, and all as it were, incontinent. So even though it doesn't break it, not again, because it just throws it away. So that's good. But a pure internal ritual, without, not coupled with an external act, that is indicative of ritual, so that is not good. By covenant, you just have to be coupled with an external act. Just a pure internal act is a fact. But the concept of ritual can be found in the area of a ritual, only a desire of the good. Soil cannot be without water. Only a soil cannot be without water. But the concept of people will be fine in the area of the water. But one should not equate the people of Hamlet with the people of the water. There is one basic difference. In Abizore, it is a wild essential. It is a certain thing, but it has to be manifested inside. Even external. So there is what? Or another act that shows that he has contempt for himself, that he is already rebelled against himself. But Shinji Mahomet doesn't have to come in an external act. It's an exclusive and internal act. That's the answer. But by Homet, so the people makes it, realizes a subjective destruction. In other words, if the Jew sincerely in his heart feels he doesn't want it to survive, so then subjectively it's destroyed because it's not objectively destroyed, but subjectively it is destroyed. Okay, now, Garage. But then will come last reason. Shnei Shurei Shal Chodir has no idea how to show Yai, so if we pick the name, Master Shal Manu, convoking him after the Hobbit, enjoy a great day, no more hoots for the day to come. ומפורש היום הוא הרי במרתי שמכניס את החומת כי מרתי שמסתפקים ממנו יין משל חומת ופלומים שהשמש אינו ומאם זה כי יין הוא פיתי ביודי The real meaning in the word of שמש is ignorant I don't know why when did it turn שמש when did it become the name for what is called English the one who is in charge of the show Sexton or in the modern synagogues it's called Ritual Director or like now it's no joke during the Second World War so naturally the Shamoshi the poor Shamoshi in the Avlak synagogues were drafted because the Third War did not recognize them as members of the clergies just as workers but the Shamoshi in the conservative synagogues were exempted why? Because they sleep were not called sextons they were called Ritual Directors even if the chat consisted in Shamoshis but they had another name so they were exempt but the Shamoshi and the Avlaks and the Dads were not exempt you know, were not exempt so is the name it made a difference but in the Moreh and in the Poskim the Shamosh of the Shur is not called Shamosh the Shamosh of the Shur is called Chazan HaKnesses Chazan and Chazan in the Moreh and in the Poskim is not what we call Chazan but Shriach Tzikun so Chazan in the Moreh means what we call Shamosh and Shamosh in the Moreh means what we call Meir and the Martyr of Shemachis in the Homet if you change it from the form this kind of form is not us it is whether if a form would be introduced and the Abdak's Rabboni would start calling the Shamosh and Chazani so then there will be many more Jews who try to get their job many are reluctant, you know, to accept the job because they don't appreciate the name Shamosh. But actually, Shamosh, what's not more, means a whale. But, the point is, Shamosh, he means a kiai, who pity the other, who shayai the color, and look at the mouth and love the eye. Shtei shores have been called a mouth, and you know, before a shmai, shtei shores have been saying it, before a good moment. I want to go over the patients first. You know, I'm also big things at home, Chicken shot cooked with sugar, I don't know if I'm worried about you more today. Because you're the bee, keep me to your beetle, if you don't have any more, how do you think you're shooting that day? When we get out, you say the beetle be out of me, sad day, and my youth will have fun, you can claw. Why do you want to have fun, you're tired, to be jailed together. Now, what is the answer to this discussion? Very simple question for that. So simple, that on the surface, it appears straight. The thesis has the passion. So the answer is very simple. True. That the high said with the bound side. But suppose he wasn't me by it. So then, if he wasn't me by it, he doesn't want them to me by it. So if he wasn't me by it, and he's not David either, and he lives in his house, stay home, so he takes one away, one. So what's wrong with the Russian child?
Oh, you're more singing than your power blossom.
school happens whether I take it down. Because it does. It may be to fall down, and sometimes I tell them to fall down. I'm there for months and months and weeks to fall down. But maybe I'm busy. You can sell to fall down. So then, that night hasn't shown any reaction. Anyway, so we see that the teaching is based upon the shoshi. That may be you. You eat. Wasn't you? That how the chef will come to stay in the shorts for that.
So, yes, fresh bread. She's not going to do that. But
holds he has no fresh breath, in his own rebellion. Next, what is that going to say? That's called, oh, la, here are the attack. So that's how it works. So does it mean, now the challenge, whether how it's looking, so say, we divide it here, how it's looking, how it's annoying. So, does it mean, that the, according to the annoying say, that how it's looking, how it's looking, for example, the mayor says, that how it's looking does it. So then, speak of the Rachel Reise, why should Chomets be Gohua than any other Machos as well? Let's say, they. So they should look, yeah, in common there. He doesn't come with the law, but with the other. So why don't you know she will get up, then he's wishing about her photo. The human being will not eat it, even just a crack. In other words, they've been so putrid that even if he's hungry, there's no other meat, he's not going to eat. Because it's completely putrid. So then,
learns out from the possibility that comments look she doesn't. Anyway, so the mission
entrance. Capitalist comments, get that over that's alright. Comments from China. Now, turn to the yeah, come on with that.
The farmer comes from share, but also I hope a noisy curse.
Noisy curse, you can't teach. Both are share, the lab, but no, no curse. Now, that can come on with that, get the first and the second to that. Have over that, sorry. Man, can you come with some more of that others? The nooks are baby, do looks at any of because the Mishnah and the Kamel of the Mishnah only mentions two types of comments. Kabbalist comments and comments then that looks. Now I say that the Mishnah also mentions looks at the Kabbalist. That is mentioned by the Beloza and Bashkimosh. So that is the combination of Kabbalist and looks. But the Tanakhama doesn't mention the combination of Kabbalist and looks. So the Tanakhama only mentions two types of comments. Comments, whole Achille and Mamish. But all the Kabbalists, and look at them, that it's not Mamish for Bachle, but only all the attack, Bishas Chimus. Alright, so man can't be honest, don't come out of the look at any man. Omer Rab Yudi, Omer Rab Gamayeli, he can ye see you before he, the nation of the Kalbe, the Eichel Ba'alei, what is your, see you means, grain, that's in which the fermentation process has begun. Chimus means fermentation, so the fermentation process has begun. But, it was not complete. It was not complete. Let's say. So, that's called seal. Why is it called seal? It's derived from the term say. What does seal mean? Seal means yeast. Seal means yeast. Now, today, we have other methods. So, there are all kinds of ways how to produce yeast. But was in ancient times, they didn't have these other methods. So, how did they produce yeast? How did they produce yeast? They took, let's say, they made dough, they mixed flour in water, and then they let it stay idle. So then, they let it stay idle for some time. So then, yeast was developed. I mean, how did yeast develop? See, yeast of yin, say, the high promise would be yeast. The rescue chemists will tell you that yeast is an organism. It's a living organism. So, but it all has a bit of its comments, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's part of the bread itself or it's a living organism that was attracted to the dough, as a result of the dough staying idle. So, when, if the dough is not allowed to stay idle, in other words, when you activate it, now the halacha rule is that as long as you activate the dough, even if it stands like this on the table, for a whole day, it doesn't become hot. Why? This is based, that's a halacha. Based upon a very basic principle of chemistry, that if you activate the dough, then it will not produce yeast. That's a mechanical preventive. Activation of the dough. So that's a mechanical preventive. It will not produce any yeast. So if you let it stay idle, you don't activate it. So then the living organism, yeast, in the air, is attracted, and then they reproduce and they divide in your head. A large quantity of yeast. So in ancient times, in order to produce yeast, so they used to mix the dough and then let it stay idle. The liquid will let it stay idle. So that the yeast developed. So seal is called when the dough began to ferment, but was not completed yet. So that's called seal. That's called seal. In other words, let's say you will eat salt. So, seal is salt. The nation of the cowboy. You are a good babble. Look at the cash. Amret, seal is salt. You have to destroy it. So, it's comets Amish. If it's comets Amish, comets does a banoe. How can you give it to the cowboy? To the dog? Amro is a banoe. The other tonne. The nation of the cowboy. Amro is a banoe. Oh, I come. Seal is salt. They have made a good day. Now the question is, what is seal? So there is a machlokes case between Kadmeyer and Rabbi. Kadmeyer says Rabbi is a machlokes. And according to Kadmeyer, so the dough stayed idle for such a time that it became very white. Yachsif upon it became very white. So then it's already sealed. But it's not. Edit. It's complete. The process of fermentation was not complete. So, his room is complete. But we need mine. So then it's called fermentation. And there is no real cause for that kind of veggie. Of that kind of veggie. Suppose you let it stay idle for some time. And it began to ferment, but it wasn't.
So he was not just
for me, I say, the confusion comes within the love of Gomachmetes, so you see Kalachim wrote magic, the Tarubis Chome certainly comes within the love of Gomachmetes. Gomachmetes, Mishnikos Rezea, who holds the Tarubis Chome, this comes within the love, and he holds the confusion there is no homo of the Tarubis Chome. Now, before I say, you shouldn't become confused, there are two types of confusion. So one type of confusion is when light shifts in one of the Kamea, or Kamal in the Tarubis Chome, according to the Tarubis, where the fermentation process has begun and was not complete. Let's say you let the door stay idle for a short time so that the fermentation process has begun, and then you don't let the fermentation process be completed and you put it down. So then that gas will become consumption. So that's one type of consumption. Another type of consumption is when you mix your flour and put flour in water and material juice in a mixture of the pears and money. So then it's also consumption. It's also consumption. And according to Rashi, if you mix the dough just in the pears, not in the pears and money, it's also consumption. According to Rashi, most machine machines can say only when you mix it in the pears and money together. But just in the pears, so let's say I know for days, it does become what Rashi is, if you mix it just in the pyramids, so the pyramid becomes common solution, becomes a solution. Anyway, that's the other type of solution. Alright, so take it says, you know, that's what I'm talking about,
it's not
You know, it's a better thing, it's a better method, you know, to go over the tasteless in connection with the more, you know. Alright. And Connors Bikitelli. In the read the Felix Akeni is Mashma, the Tam, Haber Mishmazik. Now, I mentioned many times, one does not have to think that Maziki means creatures with horns, you know. According to the Rambam, in Pirusha Mishneh, in Erevim, and that's of course the Shita of the Miri and the Sefer Yikorim Rabbi Sefarobo, but of course the Rambam is the one who said it, who clarified it. So he says, and Mishneh, Nishei Tzion Isei, Mistimu Ruacho, there it's connection about Chutz L'Tchum. So the Rambam gives a cloud that whenever Chazal say Ruacho, and the same thing is true of Mazikim, Ruacho, Mazikim, Shedim, it's Hainach, it's just synonyms, you know. So whenever Chazal say Ruacho, or Mazikim, or Shedim, it is reference to an indivisible destructive factor. With that we can understand, you see, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, there are mazikim and shedim, thousands on the right side and thousands on the left side. What does it mean? But it means, it has reference to the germs, you see, I mean, because the atmosphere abounds in all kinds of germs. So mele, so that's mazikim. So any invisible destructive factor is a mazik. Is a mazik. And even let's say a listing, Rashi says here with a listing. But there are two kinds of listing. There are listing, you know, who stand on the highway and the road and they make themselves visible to everybody. He wouldn't be called maziki or ruches or shayim. And then sometimes you have listing like who stand in an ambush, you know, and they don't want to be seen, and then they come out. They could be called maziki. So Rashi says, the highest listing. Rashi doesn't emphasize the invisible fact, you see. But Teisve says, in a way, b'feik akenis mashma, di tam haben ish maziki. Di nofik li hosom mi leisei su ish mi pesar beise. U kro mishu maziki in komazir. Di mafkin min hosom ki mishenitan rishus li mashkis. U fize afi meirei odom tzorich li zoyer she yeitzei bichtei. The question is, when the Gemara says Leilom, Leilom, Yeitzei Adam Bikitev, Yikonis Adam Bikitev, Vyeitzei Bikitev, there is a reference to a person who is going on a journey into another city, or it is reference to a person who wants to walk over in the city where he lives, from one place to the other, from one street to the other. So here the Gemara uses the expression Yikoni Sodom Bechitev, Vyeitze Bechitev. So Knisse is mentioned first and Kitzia is mentioned second. Now, if it has reference to a person who goes out of town and trip out of town, so we understand. So then we understand this, why Knisse is mentioned first. Is mentioned first because he goes out of town. So first he enters another city and then he returns. So Knisse is mentioned first. But if it has reference to a person who walks in the city, so what takes place first? Not the Knesset, the Yitzhak from the house. So you should say, Leilom Yeitzei Odom Bechitev, B'Yikonis Odom Bechitev. So Teis says, so he says, Ufizeh Afilu Mire Odom Tzorok Lezoya, Sheyitzei Bechitev. But if it's Mire, so Yitzhak should be mentioned first, because he has to leave the house first and then come back. They heard the knock at Knesset Tchilo, if it's in the city. Haine mishum diucha digmora lumin katoche. Kmo mitapis veilo, mitapis veirit. Mitapis veilo, mitapis veirit. Before it is impassive. And then it is reference to a person who is standing on a mountain. So first he has to go down and then go up. Still the Rosh needs mitapis ve'ilah, mitapis ve'ilah. So he had to, even though it is reference to a person who is walking, who wants to walk in the city, from one street, from his house to another house, so then the knisa is first, the yitzir is first, but he mentions knisa first. Before the dinokat aliyah tchila, ufeil gam madlikim bin hashmoshes, ke'ar efayim, ze nichnas, v'ze yitze. The incoming day comes in, and the outgoing day departs. But first, the outgoing day departs, and then the incoming day comes in. So still mentions. Actually, there it's simultaneous, but all right, I mean, logically it's that way. So, then he still says, Zen Yichtan Zeleitz, Vikoshe, Hodri, Hodorish, Avide, Hodroshim, Kufe, Mikoach, Kine, Zeleitzu. So we learn it out from the Pasif HaBekarei of Anoshim Shulchu, and there in a case, we learn it out from we say to Yish, because of basic. It's just a basic. Ve'im Rashbo, Yitzchuch et Roi Koi, Habei Kirei Yatsoch Lirachetz, Vafu Hichid Rekel Nefesh Lamazik, Ki Nachiyei Sei, Dehabe Yudal. So in other words, again, there isn't such a choshe for invisible destroyers, mazikim, because there is a group of 11, so then they'll find a way to how to cope, you see. When a person is alone, then when he's caught by surprise against an unseen destructive factor, so then it's really very serious. So, why is it clear a cheres, or sea, to go out on a trip while it's still dark, before there is daylight? Because of the impediments, let's say the pillars, the obstacles on the road. After all, he's not familiar to him. In the city, he knows every spot in the city, where there is a bail or where there is an optical and yachshul or not. Ukodu itseitse, ishmi pesa beise, adaboyker, ispirhuire, umikneya maziki. I don't want to mention it, because it is sakonim to mention it, but you remember years ago, so when the light was suspended in Chicago, so then it was dark, so there was so much looting and violence by the blacks on the south side and west side. I mean, people were killed. Why? Because this is very unfortunate now. I don't want to be quoted because it's sakonis nefoshes to say any word of criticism against the black. You can't say a word of criticism. If a black person, you know, runs over, is in an accident, you know, and then six children are killed, and if Richard Daley had a chutzpah for a moment to charge them with negligence, he didn't say that. There is prima facie case. So there was such a yitzakua, I mean, racism. And then he finally acquitted them. And I'm not saying maybe he was innocent, but it's very likely that he wasn't innocent. And the fact that the driver is black does not give him, you know, immunity against charges and something else. He was interviewed on the radio, on television, as if he had been the greatest hero. The greatest hero at all. If somebody kills a human being with a shayyake, so the Gemara in Maki says, Im hoya yisroel, im echeza yisroel, unintentionally, he went into the forest and he was chopping meat, And then, unknown to him, there was a certain person in the forest, and the branch of the tree fell on him and killed him, so he has to go in the forest. Why should he be removed from his horror? Why? Because such a mirch happened to him, even if he wasn't culpably negligent. Because if he should be called the mazi, so then there is no goris, no kapore. But such a mirch happened to him. 6 children were killed, and you interview him as if he had been the biggest hero. The same way as the hostages, you know, who are interviewed. Biggest hero, why is he a hero? He wasn't. He's a hero. So that's the trouble, because unfortunately, see what is Martin Luther King was interested in civil rights, but leaders like Jesse Jackson are not interested in civil rights. They are interested in black power, not civil rights. In black power they are interested. So, and there's the sakone, when a person has been enslaved and humiliated for years, let's say like the blacks in South Africa. Why is there so much violence? Because the corrupt South African government for years has humiliated the blacks. Now they are already not humiliated, but it's a little late. So in the course of the years, they accumulated so much bitterness against the white. That's why there is so much violence. They are not ready.